All right, like I said earlier, we're going to do these Facebook Live videos when I have somebody who calls in with a question. So I told the guy I'm going to give him a call right back. We're going to keep it anonymous. If you have a question you want to call in, we don't have to mention your name or agency, anything like that. But these questions that you have that you're wondering about, feel free to reach out to me. Send me your number. I'll call you, or I can send you my number. You can call me, and then we'll do a Facebook Live video. We'll answer that question. So this way, the question you guys have is being answered. Other people have questions similar to yours. So we'll do, I know it's Sunday. It's beautiful out. When you guys wonder how much I work, this is how much I work. It's 4:30. I've been here since 9 o'clock, and I'll probably work here till 8 o'clock tonight. That's how much I'm committed to working at this place and answering those questions. I think people find it quite interesting when they send me a message, they get answered like within like 5 seconds. All right. So let's give them a call. Hold on a second. If you guys have questions while these videos are going on, feel free to write in or send me a message and I'll answer the questions. I'd like to do them live for the questions that I get. Here we go. All right, dude, we're recording now. So what's the question you have? Let's answer it. Let's give an answer for everybody.
Okay, so the question I have is, if you get consent to search the car and you're searching the car and there's a backpack in the back seat and you're going through the backpack and you ask one of the occupants of the vehicle if it's their backpack. And they said, yes, it's my backpack. Do you now have to get consent to search that backpack from that occupant? Or do you have the right to search the entire vehicle and everything in it just because you got the consent of the driver?
Okay, so let's talk about a few different scenarios. One, under these circumstances, when you have reasonable suspicion, you ask for consent to search. You're gonna need the permission for every item that's found in there that doesn't belong to the driver. And even if you found something and you had multiple occupants, you would have to ask people to presume whose bag it was or to find out whose bag it was before even searching it if you had these circumstances. Now, that changes when you have the odor of marijuana. When you have the odor of marijuana, that will blanket the entire car. So always tell everybody, make sure you leave bags in the car. Don't let people remove bags when you're having them step out of the car to do a search of the vehicle. So if you have PC, let's say you have reasonable suspicion, you've asked for consent to search. On a third scenario, you've asked for consent to search, and now you're calling for a canine unit. Maybe the girl in the front seat wants to grab her pocketbook and bring it out. I would tell you, don't do that. Leave that in the car and let her know if you want to take it out of the car, you're going to have to allow her. You know, first of all, it's a safety issue. We know that. But two, you're going to have to tell her, look, you know, it's part of a potential crime scene. You're going to have to leave it in the car with potential, you know, this is suspicion, part of the suspicion that I'm going off of here. You're going to have to leave that in the car. And then once a dog comes, if it doesn't indicate, you can remove the bag yourself. But for, you know, or just, hey, you got to leave it in the car, or you want to take it out, I got to search it. So now if a dog comes and a dog indicates on a car, Wyoming versus Houghton, I think it's H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N, which is a U.S. Supreme Court case, has been adopted in New Jersey. If the dog indicates on the car, then everything inside the car is fair play. You must know that. Also, if you're, let's go back to the scenario where you have reasonable suspicion, no probable cause, and you're asked for consent to search. There is case law on a locked briefcase. So if you find locked items in a car, you're going to have to specify that you're going to be going to the locked items and ask for consent for like a locked briefcase or a piece of luggage with a lock on it. Anything that's kind of secured and seems like it wouldn't go along with a typical consent. And just be clear with people on consents. Don't try to hide from it. But a general consent, a reasonable suspicion will not give you the permission to search everything if it doesn't belong to the driver or owner of the car or the person you got consent from. You would have to seek to obtain consent from every other passenger in the car.
So do I have to ask the occupants if the bag is there, if the bag is the driver's or if it's somebody else's?
Correct.
For each bag.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're supposed to. Unless you presumably know it's the driver's bag, and like it's an obvious sign that it's a driver's bag. Maybe it's got his name on the outside or something. Okay. You're going to want to ask for consent to search for each bag. Then you're writing a report later on and you're like, oh, there's a red backpack found in the back seat where the rear seat passenger was sitting. And they're going to read that. You're going to have it on your body cam because we can't just say things. You know, you're going to run into trouble with that.
So if you located something prior to asking him, but he still gave permission, it's no good.
What do you mean when you say located something, like you already found probable cause to make an arrest?
Right.
Well, no, then you're good. Then you're good. Again, dude, just remember when in
doubt. I'm saying if you found something in that bag, if you started searching that bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
going to be. You're asking him, and you ask him, is this your bag? And he says yes. And as you're going through the bag, you find something. And he tells you after you find it that it's his bag. Wait. So
Let's go through this again. You have a scenario, you have a driver. How many people are in the car? Two people? Two people in the car.
Right.
You get consent from the driver, you find a bag, you start searching the bags, or do you ask the guy first? Is that what you're asking me?
Right. You're searching the bag first, and then while you're searching, you ask him if it's his bag.
Yeah, you got to ask first. You're going to have to ask first. What else? What other piece of advice can I give you here? I think that's it. And this is all case law stuff. What else? What did that clarify it for you?
Yeah, that clarified it. Thank you.
Okay, you got it. So, guys, I'm going to jump on the phone with you for a second. I'll give you a call back. All right, dude?
Okay.
All right. So, guys, hopefully these questions help. I know that we've covered these topics before, but hopefully they help everybody and get a better understanding when you have these questions. Reach out to me. We'll do a video. As you can tell, we didn't reveal who he was or where he's from, just a good general question. We don't want to taint anybody's investigations or any kind of incident that happened, so we won't reveal too much stuff regarding these phone calls and questions. If you need anything, reach out to me, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Should be back here Monday, but I will tell you, I probably won't be doing a video on Tuesday. I'm actually going to go out and do something. See you guys later.